Today's episode is sponsored by a Frit, who says his donation is here so that we don't get the shaft.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 3, recorded on October 15th, 2010. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
And this is
The Shaft.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
The podcast hello. You love to dig.
Ah, nice one.
Hey, that's
one.
Good.
Nice
yeah.
Nice little slogan there.
I dig it.
We got a ton of stuff to do today. We got a ton of emails to go through. Actually, I whittled it down to just 4 because we had like 20, maybe. We got some news. We got all kinds of stuff. So let's start off with our journey. Yeah.
I feel so peppy after that.
Uh-huh. You want to start us off, Brent, and your busy week of digging?
On the journey? Yeah, I've been digging. I've actually started a new project this week. I'm starting a mystical wonderland that is a bunch of snow. It's up north. I don't know if you've looked at the map lately, but we have this long trail that goes off. Like, wait, that's actually north.
How far did you walk to find this spot?
Probably a few hours.
What?
Like, oh, it was over like 3 or 4 days. I would just set a temp north, and then when I logged back in, I would just start walking, and then when I hit water, I'd make a boat, get in the boat, and sail until I hit land.
Oh, wow.
I got off course a couple times. You can actually see where I've liked to walk, you know, east for a little bit. Or
so you're a real pioneer.
I imagine I'm going to, you know, go out and find our California.
Right.
No. Unfortunately, it's all, you know, generated as I go, so it's it won't be fine in California unless we make it.
You found a nice little plot of land. So what are you doing there? You're putting
I'm dropping snow and ice. Okay. So I'm going to make it like just where we have a snowy area to now start building snow stuff. I figured, you know, the holidays are coming up. Maybe some people want to build Santa's, you know, workshop. I was thinking maybe we have like a hoth area and get an AT-AT or an AT-AT.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
Some different things like that. And really just a playground for the snow. Since we don't have snow anywhere else on the server, I figured I would basically lay the groundwork and then let everybody else play.
Now, did I see that on Notch's to-do thing? He was going to have like regional stuff going on
biomes.
Eventually. Yeah, biomes.
Now, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the stuff he says in that update, I don't know if that's multiplayer, if that's just single player, if it's both. I know our server admin, who's been doing an excellent job, by the way, was asking me what we want to do with the new server or with the server once that release comes out. So we really need to discuss if we want to just continue as we are on this, because it may mean we have to start over if we want all the new stuff.
Yeah, if we want the new stuff, if I'm not mistaken, what I've read, we got to start a whole new server.
Yeah. Ouch.
I know.
God.
So I don't know. Maybe we can talk them into leaving this one up as like maybe have 2 servers. I don't know. Hear that? How about 2 servers?
2 servers. Wow.
I've also been thinking about doing another idea, the Amazing Minecraft Race, and basically get some players who want to participate in it and make teams, you know, and then have like each week or whatever time frame, we'll put them into a players group where they have limited commands, like maybe they won't be able to modify the world or something like that, you know, and then we'll put them through the paces, and at the end we'll give them some fake money.
Oh, that's neat.
Or no, we'll give some dead workers surprises.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Some merch.
Something like that. And besides that, I've just been
maybe
working
a lot,
with...
Maybe a chest full of diamonds.
Diamondy chest. Oh. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I like that
idea. That's about yeah. it. So, yeah. How about you, Wesley?
Why don't we let Eric go first? Because part of my description is going to have to do with things he talked about.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. What about you, Eric?
I've been working on Egypt. This is the second week. I didn't want to mention it last week because it was just starting. But we're basically terraforming lots and lots of land and making it a big desert, the Sahara to be specific. We have 2 great pyramids and one of the big pyramids. There's chambers down below that is... that are for various things. I want everyone to settle there at some point, and I've written the royal creed from King Eric Hotep, and that's me. And basically, the creed is a set of laws that describes how you should build your home or your structures. And so it's kind of like a homeowners association, I guess. And so that, you know, you can only use half blocks and sand, and you can only build 5 high, and it can only be 7 by 7, and there has to be something like 7 or 10 spaces in between homes. Anyway, so it's kind of an algorithm, really. So once we're done, you'll see that everything is uniform and everything looks correct. Everything looks like it could exist in Egypt, and I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to turn out great. We're going to build some sphinxes.
I build the jackal?
Oh, yeah, a big
obsidian jackal.
Yeah, obsidian jackal. This week we spent some time. We had about, 8 or 10 people working on carving out the Nile. We wanted to separate ourselves from the other continent that we've been building on so that Egypt is just kind of one giant desert island. And it takes a long time to walk. I mean, it's a big area, and it's a real big chore to level all these big mountains. We have a lot of TNT. We're admin, so we can spawn it, but it's a lot of work. Anyway, so that's that. Egypt is coming along, and it's so cool. Can't wait to move in. And I played on the Gamers with Jobs server this week, and that's liquidmantis.com. Anyone's invited to go, because when you log in, you're just a spectator. You can't modify the world. In fact, if you bust a block, it'll go away and then it'll come right back.
Yeah,
you know. And the whole place is so great. There's so many things to talk about. I don't want to spend a lot of time, but really, the two big things that I really liked about their server, and it's so clean and orderly too. Anyway, is a gigantic companion cube the size of a mountain, and it's so well done. You can go up inside it. It is beautiful. And then the other thing is, they say this is the biggest project on their server. It is a gigantic Egyptian temple, a pyramid. And it goes, it starts at the ground level next to the adamantite, like in the ground. It goes all the way to the ceiling of the sky. It is giant. It's made out of iron.
Oh, it's at 212 levels, I think.
Oh, is that the span?
It's something like that.
It is massive.
212 levels.
Yeah, I think that the height of the sky,
64.
Is 164?
64. You go up 64 from the ground.
But you can go down 122, right?
I thought it was 64 down, 64 up.
No, it's deeper than 64 down.
Somebody can email numbers.
I'm sure they're screaming it in the chat room.
Yeah. There's charts. We could probably look it up. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, it's massive. And oh my God, it must have been so much work. And there's no hacking going on or anything like that. I mean, they're sure they can spawn materials and things for their users over there, but wow, it's so cool. So I played every single day. It's just Minecraft all the time.
Well, it's weird. I joked about this on my Facebook. It is astounding how much work I'm willing to do in Minecraft and how little I'm willing to do in Warcraft. Like grinding in Warcraft right now is just really, you know, but like the tangible benefits of building stuff in Minecraft and seeing it there is just so real that I logged into Warcraft a little bit this week. I ran one dungeon. You know,
other than that, you cut down a lot of trees.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. And I'll go ahead and dip into my thing a little bit. I actually, like, after the first night of me seeing Egypt, like, everybody else kind of went to bed, and I just kept going. And I just sat there, and I started, and I didn't have admin powers. I just was, I basically stood on top of the pyramid, and I looked around, and I tried to find the closest trees and the closest earth I could see, and my goal was to go over there and level it and cover it in sand. And I did that. And then the next morning, I got up, and I didn't have to work that day, and I spent most of the day working on that. And then that night, people started logging in, and we worked on it again. And so pretty much all I did last Friday was terraform Egypt.
Wow.
You know?
Did you see the animated GIF I put in the forums?
Yes.
You can kind of see the spreading of the sand from an aerial view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because also sometimes, you know, the people on the server are so great. You'll sit there and go, hey, I'm working on this, and people come over and look, and you'll be working, and then they'll just start doing what you're doing. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of fascinating. I also I decided to work on my hole a little bit because I really kind of wanted to make a huge lava lake is really what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was all, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to find some lava. And so I started digging, but I was like, well, let's make this hallway really, really wide. So I made my hallway 9 by 8 mm-hmm. so that like you couldn't, like, if you were standing on one side, you couldn't hit the ceiling or the wall or the opposite wall with your pick and kill anything. And I got some people to help me, and we just started digging. And my goal was to make it so that you couldn't see from one end to the other. And it worked. I mean, we dug forever. And, like, when you go into this big hallway, there is fog at the end. I mean, it looks like there's a white light at the end of the hallway because it fogs out due to distance.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And so we ran into a little bit of lava on the way there, but then, like, I decided it was about time for us to wind it down. Mm-hmm. But we kind of broke into some lava and we walled it up, and I was like, well, let's go see what's in there. And we walked in on this huge lava lake, and I was like, whoa. And so we started walking around it, and then somebody found a pathway up, and we started exploring these caverns that were around my big tunnel. Mm-hmm. And we ended up finding two monster spawners, a spider and a zombie monster spawner. We found like tons of lava, tons of water, and we just ended up getting more and more lost and more and more lost. And we were like, oh, wait, here's another way we haven't gone. And we probably spent an hour and a half to 2 hours after we stopped digging that tunnel just exploring these caves that were next to my, you know, long tunnel. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun. I mean, I don't even really know what's so fun about it, but it just is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like I said, I spent a lot of the week working on Egypt. I took on a couple of projects. Like I said, I tried to sand over a bunch of stuff, and then there was a big hill in the way, and I spent one night just laying TNT and slowly blowing it down till it was manageable. And then I helped a little bit with bringing in the Nile. And then after that, I decided to walk back to Tortuga from Egypt. Mm-hmm. And I walked by Mint's place and saw where he's building his cathedral to half size, which I thought was very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
I walked by Mario. I walked by your Mario that's over there. I walked by Salty Jones' cabin.
Nice.
And then, so I'm walking around, and I found the whale, and I found the sea star. I'm like, oh, this is where these are, you know? Yeah. And so then all of a sudden, I started finding some stuff, and I was like, well, what's down here? And I found a cave, and I'm like, oh, well, I'll go look down here. It looked just like a little cave, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it took a turn, and then it took another turn, and then all of a sudden, I had a couple of paths, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, here, I'll stick a torch up, you know? And I started, and I spent a good hour and a half walking around another cave system. And I found two monster spawners. I found a zombie and a spider monster spawner. And I found lava lakes and obsidian and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then finally, all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I'm lost. I got no idea how to get out of here. And I ended up seeing a torch that I knew I hadn't placed because it was on the floor and I was placing all mine on the wall. I'm like, wait, I've hit another cavern here. So I started kind of exploring around there, and I found, I didn't know what I was in for. I couldn't see, you know, like I couldn't find a way out of this place, even though there was some other torches there, but there was a big waterfall. So I went and stood in the waterfall, and I slowly rose up and rose up.
I love doing
that. And rose up. And then finally I came out in the ocean right near Eagle's Island.
Oh yeah, Eagle Island is great.
There's a small building in the water there that has like a dock leading to it, and then it has a glass roof with some water spawners on top. So there's waterfalls coming down on all sides of the glass roof, mm-hmm. and when I came up right in that area. So obviously, whoever owns that building, and I don't know who it is, I intersected with their, and I mean I was a gazillion miles away when I entered that cavern.
Yeah, we're really populating this map. That's so, for sure.
Yeah, if you could see underground, that would tell another story too. Especially Spencer said he was going to be done with his like last night or today or something.
Yeah, the grand opening of Spencer's Hole.
Spencer's Hole. And did you see the Mayan temple that Eagle's working on?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really nice.
That's how I finished my walk back. I walked by Eagle's temple, and then I walked across to where they're building the Epcot dome, the Epcot ball.
Yeah. Let's see. Searing Might recorded a video of us building the Nile. It sounds boring, but we actually kind of used a unique technique to build the Nile, and this video kind of shows how we did it. So I'll put that in the show notes. Also, we'll put in the show notes a map that you can see, a Google map or whatever, of the world, so you can kind of see these landmarks that we're talking about.
I also like the Nile Museum, which goes to the various methods used to build the Nile.
Yeah. I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah.
So that was our journeys. Now let's move it along, people.
Excavation Station.
Okay. So let's talk about some new features that we would like to see
in Minecraft.
Wes?
You go first.
Me? Okay. Yep. I would like to see an auction house, or at least some sort of way of trading or something, you know, of items. I mean, obviously you can trade items. Now you just kind of, you know, puke it out on the floor and then have someone pick it up and trade. But this would be a repository, and it would sit there when you're offline. It would handle transactions.
What do you think about going one further? Instead of actually making an auction house, make like where eventually you could make a robot. You know, and then this robot, you could give it certain functions. Maybe it holds stuff for you. Maybe it takes stuff from people. Maybe it sells stuff. So there would be much more functionality. And then you could put these guys in a building and basically create an auction house with the functionality you give them.
Oh,
so something like that. Funky. Maybe.
That would probably work better in the crafting thing, because that would be something you craft.
Yeah. Because like right now, we can technically build an auction house. We just have the functionality of putting auctions in.
Right. I guess right now it'd be a building with a series of signs everywhere and stuff, and you would start to be online to trade somebody something, or you know.
Yeah. The only other way you could really do it is to have something there. Like, you would need two holes. One is the hole where the thing you want is, and the other is the hole where you put the stuff you're giving for it. So like, if somebody wanted 30 obsidian,
basically.
Yeah. A chest would work too. Yeah. But you'd have to leave your stuff in there.
Yeah, I was just imagining a hole with all these blocks just floating in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Go and find it. Like, pick everything up, take the one thing you want, now throw it all back in the hole.
Well, I was actually thinking two holes where you basically spit all the stuff that you're giving in one hole and the stuff that you're getting is in the other.
I don't know where this podcast is going, but spitting in holes?
Yes. So, back to the shaft.
So, no, I like the idea of an auction house or some kind of functionality that you can do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
I think that'd be neat. So, what you got, Brent?
Let's see. Main thing is wind effects. And I think you could put this in there, and then you could use it just with all the other, effects in there. But so you could build like a sailboat, and now it pushes your sailboat, and you could actually do like tacking and stuff because the currents would actually go a certain direction and actually have some physics along with it. And I think there's a lot of other stuff they could do, like windmills, and then like even being able to power stuff you know with wind. I think they could add that in with like, you know, then with water would be able to power things and stuff like that. So kind of that flavor of stuff.
Wind. So like different jet streams, like some streams are going, you know, left, right, or different speeds.
And I think it would work great. I've heard rumors of him adding flying things, like a dragon or something.
Yeah.
Now, what if they had to worry about currents, you know, how the wind was going, so they might actually drop all of a sudden or, you know, go higher because of air shafts or whatever they call them, the heat, whatever, rising air. But then, like, have, you know, hot air balloons and things like that. But I think it would open up a whole new game.
See, I think hot air balloons would be great because then you could, like, basically take off and you define a starting point and ending point for a balloon. And it just does a up and a down. And that way you could fly people over the city and they could see stuff.
Well, and you could, you know, you could use a furnace. Basically, you would build it and part of it would be the furnace. And now you have to keep that furnace stuff in it.
Yeah.
To burn it to keep it in the air.
That's
good
too.
And you can actually, depending on how much you put in, goes higher or lower or something like that.
That's neat.
How about you, Wes?
I would like to see more inventory customization, in that I would like for you to be able to say, I only want to pick up these kind of blocks in these spaces in my inventory. So that while you're excavating all this stuff, you don't end up with a full inventory and have to do that juggle. You know, like you say, okay, I only want to put iron, coal, you know, I want iron, coal, and gold and diamonds to go in all these slots, and don't pick up anything else except for that for these. And that way, while you're excavating, you don't have to worry about doing the inventory dance when you realize you've picked up 80 million dirt clods.
Yeah, that would be excellent. That's a good one. That would be very useful.
And going with that, we actually got a tip in this week from Golden Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Should we save it or go ahead, since it goes with that, go ahead and say what it is?
Yeah, sure.
He basically says, you know, where your crafting four box, I don't know if y'all use it, but you can use it as storage. You can put stuff in there and it doesn't disappear. So you got extra four slots right there.
Oh. I never all thought of that.
Now, the one thing to look forward to, I use this all the time, but the one thing that's annoying is if you go into like another box, like a chest, you can't see in there. So, like, if you're like, where did, you know, the lava I put there go? Because I always keep lava in TNT. And I usually put it up there so I don't accidentally drop it. And then I can't find it. So you just, you know, got to quit looking at the chest and then open your inventory and put it into a real inventory slot. But anyway, great tip, Mr. Golden Buns.
That is a really good tip. Also, to end up this excavation station segment, John Maz, a longtime listener of all of our shows and friend, he had a great idea for a feature. And this is funky. So imagine Foursquare or Gowalla within Minecraft. So you're basically checking in to different places. So it could possibly be linked to an RSS feed or something, so you could, you know, output it to Twitter or a reader or whatever. But, you know, basically you could become the mayor of Fort Nailhead or something like that. You can always know, like, where people are, where they've been. Maybe you can leave a comment. You know, I checked in to Wes's hole and had a great time, and it's a little scary in here. I'm leaving. You know, is it? I mean, that would be crazy.
It's a little scary, though.
It is.
You know, your Twitter blows up. I just dug a wood block. Damn, man. Come on. I just dug a wood block. Not again. Come on. Limit that.
By the way, that is one thing. When I went to go clear out all the I spent probably a good hour and a half clearing trees from out Egypt. And I have I had tons of wood and like 200 saplings. And people were like, hey, I need some saplings. I've got some. And they'd come over and I'd hand them 100. You know, and they'd be like, oh, my God. But evidently, I helped out Clyde Frog's Fangorn Forest very well.
Oh, good. Good.
By the way, I do want to go ahead and clarify. Everybody in the chat room says you're wrong, Wes. It's 64 up and 64 down.
Ooh.
That is it.
Owned by the chat room.
No, that's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
Do it. Do the math.
I'll do it.
I know the up for positive sure, because I spent so much time building that damn skyscraper, and I went to the ceiling on every one. And that's how much it would take is a stack.
Yeah, I thought it was 64 high, but I thought it was 160 down to the adminium.
No.
Okay.
It's 64. And there's a lot of charts out there. Actually, someone even sent one in. I don't know if it's on the forums or if we got it in the email, because I'm having a hard time getting to stuff. But we have a level that shows where everything shows up. So that's we'll also show you where stuff shows up. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
On to the news.
Yeah. Yes. I was waiting for the dang bumper.
I don't know why I was waiting for a reply.
Oh, wait, no.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Someone posted on Reddit this week about our Minecraft passwords not being safe. Dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. So when logging into Minecraft, our passwords are being sent to the server as plain text without encryption. But later after that post, Notch had tweeted, I will fix the login password clear text thing. It will require updating the launcher. So he's on it. But basically what this really means is if you're, say, at a LAN party or at a hotel or on a public Wi-Fi, if someone was to, sniff the packets, ARP packets or whatever, they could see plain and clear, you know, the text that you're sending, and that's your password. So it's an issue if you're really, you know, using a public Wi-Fi or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not a real big deal. I wouldn't say, go out and change your password right now. But he is working on it, and I really hope the fact that he's working on that and other little hacking deals isn't going to make the Halloween update late. You know what I mean?
Because
this is something that just kind of came up, and he's got
If I were him, what I would do is I would say, I have $1.2 million. I will give you $1,000 to repair my password thing this week.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I were him.
True.
Yeah. Well, and he has developers to do that now.
Yes.
So hopefully, I think the last thing I saw that he's finally going to just bite the bullet and get a 3-year lease on an office because nowhere offers him less. I'll tell you right now, we will lease you space for less than 3 years. Come on down to Huntsville, Alabama. We got a place over here in the box that we can rent out for you.
Yeah.
And then you can be on the podcast every week.
Every week.
But we want our faces on the Adminium cubes.
Sweet. So the next bit of news isn't really that exciting, but, you know, I guess it's still news. Minecraft has sold over 400,000 units now.
Wow.
Wiggins actually posted this in our forums in this article. It's actually a pretty cool little description. Do you have that over there?
I do indeed. It says, it's the first, this is someone's awesome description of Minecraft. It's the first sandbox game that actually lets you dig up sand on the beach, build a giant sandbox, build a sandcastle in it, smelt the sand into glass with a furnace you built yourself, rebuild it into a giant glass pyramid with a moat of lava, and then blow it all up with TNT while riding a pig.
And that's like before I came here, we actually had a lunch at work today. There was a picnic, and I was like, oh, I can't go. I got to go do podcasts. And they're like, what about? So then I had to explain to them.
Oh,
and trying to explain to even people who aren't gamers, like the fascination with Minecraft, it was about 30 minutes of dialogue and showing them the map.
Well,
and,
you know, I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 with Victor this, you know, all the time. And I'm trying to explain to him, and he's an avid gamer, what this is all is. I'm like, I can't describe it. You just do stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all know on Nog, I shot the game down immediately and thought it was insane that anybody's playing it. And then I try it, and, you know, 10 hours later, I'm like, I better log because I got to go to work in 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was pretty harsh on it, too. I think I said, this game is no better than a Facebook game.
Wow.
I know, it's harsh, and now look at me.
Speaking of his sales, too, I read some article or saw some link to an article. I probably should have read the whole thing about how it was selling better than StarCraft II. And wow. I don't know what that meant. Like, if it was like percentage wise or something, you know, because it couldn't actually sell better than StarCraft II.
Didn't StarCraft II sell 500,000 units? Wasn't that how many it sold? 600,000?
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Maybe it's sold better over the last month than StarCraft II has.
Yeah, something like that. I'm sure it's something like, you know, like that.
Well, it's funny because
still,
like the big release is like Civ 5, you know? Everybody's been waiting for that for years, and then no one's really talking about it. Everybody's talking about Minecraft, you know?
I don't know. Civ 5 still gets a lot of traffic.
But not on this podcast. So what's next, Eric?
All right, next, let's check out some sightings.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Indeed, it's intense. So this first item is a webcomic, a exclusively Minecraft webcomic that's pretty humorous. This is nerdcubed.co.uk. We'll have a link in the show notes. The next one, this is really great. Minecraft Pals by Johnny Utah. I just like that name, Johnny Utah. This is on Newgrounds. This is a Flash animation. And it's just really cool. It's well done. It's, you know, I mean, there's dialogue. There's two little dudes trying to figure out what they're going to do with the last remaining bits of resources in this chest. And you know, you got the smart guy and the dumb guy. So anyway, it's really funny. Definitely check out this little cartoon. It's funny. I was looking around at river videos or, you know, stuff like that because, you know, we were building the Nile and I was kind of looking for techniques and stuff and found this video of this epic river. I mean, it's giant, way bigger than the Nile. The video is basically they've already created the trench. They've created a huge, like, a yacht that kind of is going to, you know, sit on the top of the water, and a submarine that's like midway in the trench, you know. Anyway, so the video starts when they bust down the dam, and all this water comes in, and it is just like the most epic water you've ever seen.
It's huge.
It's giant, and it takes a long time to fill, too. And it's like, you can see
it. It takes like 5 minutes for it to fill up the channel. It's just like, took.
Yeah, you can see people in the in the chat room going, "Oh my god, this water is epic!" And you know, it's a multiplayer, so everybody's tripping out. So that one's pretty funny. I thought this one was really cool. Super Mario Brothers World 1-1. It only had like 900 views or something, and it's been out, I don't know, a couple weeks or something. I thought, you know, this is actually pretty cool. I mean, he recreated World 1-1, and it's 2D. He's strafing to the right the entire video, so it's essentially scrolling the entire level as it goes by. And I thought it was a really unique idea, you know? Needs more hits or something. I don't know.
Well, after they hear this podcast, it's definitely going to get a ton more hits.
Million.
Yeah, at million least 100 more.
Yeah. And then next, a cathedral. Mint condition on our server. He's building the cathedral. We talked about that earlier, and it just had me looking around at other cathedrals. This thing is amazing. And I'm almost, I mean, I hope Mint Condition looks at this and gets a little inspiration, because, whoa, this thing, you know, it was built in, what is the mode called? When it's not survival, it's like designer mode or something?
Creative mode.
Creative mode. It was made in creative mode. And, but wow, this looks really cool. I don't know if it's a model import. I want to say it's not, but, you know, you never really know. Anyway, it's really incredible. And let's see, I got three more. Minecraft fan-made trailer.
I think I saw that.
It's about 2 or 3 weeks old, but I just discovered it this week, and it's epic. It's like,
in a world.
You know, I mean, it is a movie trailer for the game of Minecraft. So it's like, you can show this to somebody who has never played, and they probably would get all juiced up about it. You know, without even explaining what the game is, just show them this trailer, and then next, you know, Notch actually linked to this video. This is the Minecart Interstate version 3.0.
Yeah,
and it's just really cool. It's a really, really, really long stretch of land, and you're riding in a minecart, and it just goes from point A to point B. Sounds simple, but it's really cool, and the music it was really good too.
I wish you could do that, but I wish the minecarts would go faster. Like, if you could build like a super train kind of thing, you know, where you get in the minecart and then it speeds up and it goes really, really fast, and you get one from one point on the map to another.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, it looked like he sped up the video.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. But if it went that speed, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the last one, did someone else put this in there?
Yeah, I put that in there. I just saw some YouTube videos. Basically, a guy, Paul is his name, so we can put the link in there. But basically, he shows you how to get through the first night, and then he shows, it's kind of more the single-player mode, but then he goes into showing you how to make armor and things like that. So okay. It looks like he's going to have a series, so I thought it'd be an interesting one to kind of follow along with.
Oh, okay.
I know my first night, I played a little bit of... first player this week, because I felt guilty for, you know, doing a podcast about the game, but, you know, spending 5 seconds in the single player until, yeah. There's a multiplayer server up, let me go over there. surviving the first night is actually more difficult than you would think. The biggest thing I learned is torches will keep the baddies away even in caves. Like, my first night, this is how I did it. I dug a big pillar with the platform on top with my stuff, and then in the pillar, I drilled all the way down through the pillar, so my pillar was 9, so mm-hmm. I had a hole in the center, and went down into the ground, so then I could dig out my cave, so I had my up and down. Well, I came down in the cave the next day, and all of a sudden I'm like, ah! And I'm like, where'd he come from? It's a cave! He didn't climb up my tree and climb down there in the night, I would have seen that.
Right.
And so I died a few times trying to figure it out, and apparently if you don't have torches, things will appear in dark places.
Yeah.
So anyway, watch tutorials.
Every time I start a single player game, the first thing I do is I try to find the closest set of cliffs that are exposed, because I want coal. That's the first thing I want, and I do that every time.
So that's that. And there's a bunch in the forums. I wish we'd gotten them onto the dock, but we had a ton already, so we'll start getting to those next week, and maybe we'll limit it, because I'm sure it's not the most interesting thing to go, hey, here's a link, we'll put it in the show notes, you'll have fun clicking it next week.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Resources.
Yeah. I'm halfway imagining you guys in the studios. How are we going to say this? I don't know. How about really weird?
All right. So the first one is a great news source. It is called Mineville.net. They do a good job of just keeping current news up there. And it's one of the few news sites that I've actually found for Minecraft. There doesn't seem to be a lot. So if there are some more, please send those to us.
Yeah, there's actually a thread in the forums about this. So go there and post there and or let us know. I thought a good idea would be to maybe start our own, you know, get the magazine going and say, you know, post the Minecraft stuff there. And we'll have our own little thing. And then people will find the podcast from there and come listen to the podcast. And, do some little turnaround fair play stuff.
Minecraft Daily. Let's see. Also, there is in resources Minecraft Overviewer, and this is where you can see your world with Google Maps. This is very popular. A lot of people are doing this. We do this.
Now, is that what we're using, or are we using Cartographer?
Cartograph.
It's like cartograph or something like that.
You know, that to me looks like a Windows app. That you can just take your map and it'll break it down to, you can say, show me dirt only. Okay, show me only underground stuff, or an isometric view. You can,
oh my gosh.
You can do a lot of cool stuff with Cartograph.
Who's been going south?
Cartograph?
That's north.
Oh, is it?
But that's what I was talking about, yeah.
But I don't know if it actually creates a Google map per se, but that is pretty cool. And we will have using, you know, I don't actually know if our admin uses this. But anyway, Minecraft Overviewer will have a link to that, and you can certainly use that for your own servers. Also, skins, MinecraftSkins.com, probably the best place to go for MinecraftSkins.com.
Have y'all been using it lately?
No.
Because I used it before they changed names. So what were they, skin something else? Anyway,
yeah.
But now, like, are the skin decks? Is it the skin decks? Is it the same decks. People, or is that a different one?
I don't know if that's a different one.
I'll have to try this one today. But anyway, I've been getting an error at whichever one I've been using, and so I've been having to make my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only way I can get a new one right now.
Oh,
it's not hard to make your own,
right? Yeah, I should do that. I mean, I'm a pharaoh right now. Is my deal because you know I'm the king.
Yeah.
But yeah, one day I'll make.
I'm a blockhead from Gumby. It was pretty easy to make.
Red Lockhead. And a smiley face.
No, frowny face.
Frowny face. Frowny
face. So
minus and a G on the side.
There's also the public to-do list. This is a great place to see the actual to-do list from Notch himself, see what he's working on, see what's high priority. Right now at the top of the list, I think it's something like to thwart hackers.
To serve man.
Yeah. And this is great. We got an email from Shuffler, which is a personal friend, Kurt, Curly Shuffle. Anyway, he says, texture packs. If you don't like the look of the graphics, just open up the Java archive and replace the graphics. There are many alternative or alternate texture packs floating around. His favorites are Painterly Pack. This one looks really cool. We'll have to link to that. Doku Texture Pack. This is the Doku RPG. Looks very high res and very, like, serious, like, kind of dark colors, but very detailed looking stuff. Looks really cool. And another one called Quandary. I'm going to try out all of these this week because I want to talk a little bit more about texture packs next week and kind of give a review of my favorites. Also, I'm going to try out a Super Mario one and a Zelda one. And he also sends mod and utilities. He mentions Cartograph, which we already talked about. And then he mentions MTS, which he says is the fastest renderer he's ever seen. So apparently this is a very fast map renderer. And I'm loading the page to see what MTS stands for. I forget. Probably the M stands for Minecraft.
Map this stuff.
Well, it's coming up very slow, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. Anyway, we'll have a link to that. So there's two map generators there. Actually, I guess a total of three that we've already mentioned today. And, listener contributions.
Listener contributions.
And I was so busy this week, I didn't make a bumper for it. I was busy playing Minecraft.
We forgive you then.
Yes. So you wanna speed to these, Wes?
Sure. This one's from Enigma 2112. We are the breeds. Hey, guys. I was playing the other day in single player, and through a long chain of events, I died with all my resources and new diamond tools since I was in the process of beginning to move all my resources to a new build. By the time I made it back, everything had disappeared, and I was so frustrated. So, had you guys, when you were playing single player, ever been so frustrated with Minecraft that you wanted to beat your head against the wall? If so, what happened? Loving the show, The Enigma 2112. When I played single player, I put torches everywhere. The only time I even came close to dying is one time I dug a block above my head and sand, in fact, I did die, and sand fell down onto me, and like gravel, a bunch of gravel fell down onto me and killed me. Nice. But it was right there, you know, on my tunnel. So I never really, and I was always really careful to never dig straight down. And I was always careful to look for lava. And, you know, I actually played my single player game way too seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
I got really frustrated once because I got, you know, I didn't think to leave breadcrumb trails. So I, you know, kind of wandered off a little too far in single player. And I had, you know, a huge inventory. Well, I got lost, and I decided to climb up this huge mountain to kind of see if I could see my little house or village or whatever it was that, you know, that I was working on. And so I climb up this thing, and I'm kind of walking around this kind of confusing mountaintop, and then I don't see where to go, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a compass or anything like that. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll just go back down and go in some direction that I think that might be it. Well, I can't get down because for some reason I climbed onto this part where it's like it was an overhang, but it was floating. So it wasn't connected, and I couldn't find out how to get back down because I can't just drill down because I'll fall to my death. There goes my entire inventory, and I'll never get it back because I'm lost. I was so frustrated. I spent hours getting down. I finally did get down. I didn't die. But I was so frustrated with the game, I was just ready to quit. So,
why did you just build like some block stairs on the way down? Just kind of go block?
Well,
block,
I was running. I ran out of inventory. It was really up high, and I can only chip away so much, right?
Yeah.
Before it's all gone and I fall. So it was really a situation.
Yeah, that's why you should play multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah.
My only problem I've had so far is just with the skeletons in the bottom of my cave. They made me kind of mad. The next one here we got from Vic Rattlehead. He asks, what is your favorite construction in your Minecraft server other than your own? And currently, I've got to go with the airfield. And I think it's mainly because I think it's really the only done thing. So it's kind of unfair because I think there's a lot of stuff that's progressing that I think that I'm going to like a lot. But right now, that's my pick.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is, and I don't know whose tower it is, but it's the one with the obsidian roof with the torch on every block of obsidian. Whose tower is that?
I think Zinc's.
Zinc's?
Wait, no.
It's the circular one.
The floating. No,
I thought you were talking about the upside down pyramid thing.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's the unholy floating pyramid of doom or whatever it is. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But looks like a Qbert level.
No, he's talking about something completely different.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the. It's right there in Tortuga. It's the circular glass tower with the obsidian roof.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, good Lord, this has like been there since like.
No clue what you're talking about.
Wow.
Eric, I want to say the ballpark because it's looking really great, but it's not done yet. I really like the giant screw a little more than I should, I think.
Who doesn't like a giant screw?
I mean, it's a Phillips head screw, and it's a nice vantage point to look off. It just looks great.
Yep.
Anyway, next.
I really like walking on the Skyway and seeing like how things look from far away.
The Skyway should be destroyed and all obtrusions like that. Anyway, Admiral Slappy says, people that have problems with Minecraft disconnecting their internet, this has worked. Oh, wait, no. Yes. No.
Yes.
I can't read it. This has worked for me so far. Booster TX and RX transmit receive buffers to 512. When in doubt, mine it out. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's an issue. Some people drop internet completely when they play Minecraft. So all you have to do is buff up your buffers, your transmit receive buffers. Giant Napalm, a couple of people we know actually had that problem. So
yeah. Next. This is for Mittens Kittens. If you are stuck on a desert island for a month with a mob that respawned when killed, what mob would it be? Also, if you had to take one item with you to help survive on this desert island, what would it be?
I think they only get one. We'll do the next one next time.
Okay.
The mob respawned when killed.
Zombie buddy, man.
I had to go with the zombie, too. He's slow. Even if he gets to kill you, you can move to the other side of the island real quick. Yeah. It'll take him like 15 minutes.
All you
got to
do is like get him to a hole and, you know, he's stupid.
Yeah.
I'll take the skeleton and call him Brother Bob.
Nice. Are we not doing the item? What item would you bring? Because I already have mine. The record player. Need a little music on the island. You're all alone.
Okay, we had a lot more emails. We'll try to get to those next time, I guess.
Yes, keep the emails coming. We got way too many.
Keep the calls coming, too.
Yes, give us calls. Give us emails, too. MP3s in the emails.
So we're now on iTunes.
We are.
Finally.
Have we got any reviews yet?
We got 2 5-star reviews already.
Sweet.
Thank you very much. Very cool.
The numbers are out of the park so far. I was checking those today. Pretty good.
Send us more iTunes reviews next week. We'll gloss through those and mention some names. How about that?
Sounds good. Call us at 256-812-1010. Be sure to check out all the other fine podcasts at deadworkers.com/network.
And then we also have our other podcast, Nation of Gamers. It records on Sundays live if you want to come check us out. Usually 3 o'clock on Central Time on Sundays. Check out Nation of Gamers.
And this show is live on Fridays, 12 p.m. CST.
Yep.
And follow the official Shaft, The Shaft Podcast, twitter.com/TheShaftPodcast. And all the other info is on the website, so check out theshaft.deadworkers.com, and we'll see you next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Yikes. Oh, my head hurts.
Dead Workers Party Network. We're serious about the Shaft.